This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new CEO coming on. The company's been on before with their old CEO. We're talking no other than American Cannabis Company. They're really making some big waves out there in the industry. As everyone knows, that on January 1st, 2018, California will go live with recreational marijuana. We're talking to Terry Buffalo, the CEO of American Cannabis Company. Today, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol AMMJ. Terry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. Good morning, and thanks for having me today.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there.
Well, we are a full LSA gamut consulting business. As we continue on, we continue changing our business model where we're able to provide additional products and solutions. As we're out in the current markets with, say, boots on ground, we keep seeing opportunities. But, you know, our normal stuff is the license and planning. We do business plan, pro formas. We do the design, build out, management, help staffing. So we're kind of, it's a pick and choose. Whatever our clients need, we're able to offer the solution for them.
Well, you know, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. You know, there's a lot of cannabis companies out there, especially on the OTC markets, and yet they've got very little revenues. 2016, you guys did about $1.5 million for the total year. Already, you guys have already eclipsed that in the first two quarters of 2017. What gives?
You know, a lot of it's the timing of the states that are coming on. Needless to say, the previous year, there wasn't a lot of new states coming on. This past year, you know, we've just been very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. We're working in various states from Michigan to Ohio to Arkansas. And, you know, some of the emerging markets that are coming on, we're involved, and that's helping us increase our revenues. And if we win the license, of course, that will mean more product sales and additional services for ACC.
So how's the American Cannabis Company adapting to the ever-changing cannabis market? I think there's about 27-30 states now that some sort of level of legalized medical marijuana that's out there. How are you guys changing when the environment's changing rapidly all the time?
Well, you know, each market's different, so we have to be very cautious as we go into the new markets. ACC over the last year has been changing the business model where we're offering equity in exchange for fees for our services. So how that works is basically, you know, we once we win the application, win the license, we, meaning ACC, will defer or even offset any of our some of our revenue for an equity stake. That way it aligns us as partners as opposed to strictly a consultant. The reason I like that so much is it will provide us long-term cash flow and create additional shareholder value.
You know, and I don't want to go off track here a little bit, but I do want to ask you a question. You hear so much about this cryptocurrency and how that's going to change the market for marijuana companies and banking issues and the ripple effects into non-cannabis companies. Is there a common denominator tying in the cryptocurrency with that?
You know, Everett, this is just my own opinion. I'm not into this cryptocurrency and bitcoins and all this type of stuff. I wish the banking industry would just come back around. You know, it would help for the taxes in general. IRS knows exactly what you're generating. You know, we continue seeing these banks shut down people who is being paid from the cannabis space. And so my question is, when are they going to stop and start going after the utility companies, the water companies, the gentleman who puts your HVAC in? Because, again, they're being paid, quote, with this, as they call it, federally legal money, and they want to shut accounts down. So it's going to be interesting to see how they actually go up against the local utility companies that are supplying electricity and water to these grow facilities and being paid by a, quote, a federally legal dollar now.
You know, let's stay with this topic just for a little bit, banking. To my understanding, if you own a dispensary and you're taking, you're selling marijuana, you can't open up a bank account. Is that true?
Not exactly. The number one rule in banking is know your customer. And, you know, there are credit unions out here, the Safe Harbor, that has accepted the cash or accepting the business now. Of course, they do their due diligence. They have the compliance in place. So it's not a matter if they can't do it. It's just a matter if they're willing to do it.
My guest today is Terry Buffalo. He's the CEO of American Cannabis Company, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol AMMJ. I believe they're very undervalued at 55 cents. Their market cap's only around $26 million. and their float's around 26 million shares of float, if you will. Getting back to your quarter in the second quarter of 2017, you guys did around $952,000. Can you tell my listeners, where did that money come from?
It came from new clients, again, doing our business plan pro formas on the front and helping them, you know, the application process and now waiting in a sense, if they're awarded a license, to continue on with the rest of the contracts, which would be the design, build out, deployment, training, those sorts of services.
You know, recently you put out a press release about the EarthLive agreement. Where are we at in the process of that?
Well, EarthLive, we're real excited to be able to sign that agreement with them. They have another product line called Dr. Mary Jane. So we have the exclusive distributorship in the state of Colorado. The EarthLive, we are working to get into the normal or non-cannabis chains with that product also. We just received our first shipment about 2 weeks ago, meaning a few pallets, so our warehouse is stocked. We're getting it out to the stores at this point. And we also will be displaying and showing the product in Las Vegas, the MJ Biz Conference. So if anyone's out there, please come by and take a look at our products.
And that's good. What, be it in a couple of weeks, second week of November, something like that?
The 15th, 16th, 17th, and we're at booth 2318. This is going to be a colossal of event. They're expecting over 15,000 people, over 700 plus vendors. So this will be a major cannabis event, probably the biggest that has been so far.
One of your clients did a submission, New Brunswick, 63,000 square foot warehouse building. Is that up and going yet? Where are we at in the process?
We have not broken ground yet. We are waiting for the approval there. We feel very confident it's going to be a short order that we'll have the okay from Health Canada to move forward. And as you mentioned, this is going to be a state-of-the-art greenhouse with a processing facility underneath, and we're excited to get this project up and going.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, your company's been on my show before, but that was the old CEO. You're the new CEO. I think your background is pretty much financial. How did you get into the cannabis space?
We know everything's kind of interesting. Been securities licensed for almost 30 years and a little burnout and tired, running the companies and stuff. And so I went to a convention in Chicago, May of 15. I was fortunate enough to make connections into the space, started working as an advisor in general, trying to help companies, get their books together, start looking for financing. And I came across American Cannabis from an introduction. I started working with them, came on last March of 16 as chief operating officer. My background being from the security side was more, adaptable to run this public company. And so I let the experts deal with the cultivating and I deal with the public company. And so it was very interesting having, a background like myself, especially doing, fundraisers. I get 20 calls a day from investment bankers, have the best deal going. And of course, none of them has worked for us. So it's just interesting. It's just kind of like the secret weapon. No one knows my background. And they think, I'm just some guy from the growth space in a sense.
That's so funny. In closing here, if I was a listener listening to this program and I'm getting introduced to your stock for the first time, your stock price around 55 cents, why should I go out and buy your stock?
Well, what we're trying to do, Everett, is run a business and take care of that. The stock market is the stock market. It's going to do whatever it may. The company has got a lot of good things in the pipeline. As I'm sure you saw, we won the High Time Stash Award with our SOHUM, so we'll continue increasing our SOHUM sales. We as a company are also looking to go after licenses in markets that allow public companies. We're also working up in Canada very intensively trying to get licenses there in partnerships. So again, we're looking to be able to bring in a consistent revenue streams, which would create a shareholder value long term.
Well, there you have it. We've been speaking with Terry Buffalo, the new CEO of American Cannabis Company. It's a real company with a real product, with real revenues. They've already done over $1.5 million in the first 6 months of 2017. In closing, Terry, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Nothing I can think of, Everett. I just want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on your show today and look forward to the future.
I thank you for coming on it. I wish you nothing but success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Yeah, that sounds good. We welcome the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire.
Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.